Why Americans Have Bigger Mobile Phone Bills. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Well, consumers in the U.S., Canada, and Spain spend more money on mobile phone services than the remaining 27 countries in the OECD, according to a new report. Taylor Reynolds, an economist with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and author of the report, says residents of the Scandinavian countries pay the least to use their phones.
There's a lot of competition among operators in these countries, and what you'll find is you'll find operators from one country operating in another. So the Swedish operators will operate in Norway or in Denmark, and you'll see a lot of competition coming from other countries that are close by. They've also had a long history of having radio and mobile phones up into the foresty areas up north in their countries. So wireless technologies have always been one of their strong points.
Your report finds that the U.S. and Canada are among the most expensive in the world. Why is that?
Part of that is because the consumption patterns that we measure here in the OECD are relatively low compared to the consumption patterns that we see in the United States. For example, we look at the cost for a medium mobile user of making 780 calls per year. That's about 1,300 minutes of calls per year. And users in the U.S. typically use a lot more than that. So our baskets measure typically low consumption for the U.S., and in terms of low consumption levels in the U.S., their prices are a little bit more than in other countries.
So are you saying that we pay more because we use more in the U.S. and Canada?
That is correct. People in the United States and Canada use their mobile phones considerably more than people in other parts of the OECD. In fact, the United States and Canada had the most minutes of mobile telephony use among all the countries in the OECD per month.
So, I mean, it seems fair that if we use more in North America, we pay more. But if you took sort of the average user in the U.S., say, and translated that to Finland, I would use the same amount of minutes and the same number of SMS messages in the U.S., and then I translated that to Finland. Would it still be cheaper in Finland, or would I be paying roughly the same?
It's hard to say that 300 minutes in one country costs more than 300 minutes in another. The trick here is that we have to define a pattern of consumption. And there is no perfect plan for consumption because, for example, if you're in Portugal, the Portuguese use their phone until, you know, in Portugal they stay awake very late. They eat dinner at about 10 p.m. And so their kind of off-peak hours for cellular calls start at like 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. at night. Whereas they would start much earlier in the Nordic countries at 5 or 6 p.m. when people get off work. So we have to somehow determine, you know, when is going to be off-peak, when is on-peak, and take into account the different cultural aspects from each of the OECD countries. So the United States looks expensive.
That's Taylor Reynolds with the OECD in Paris. His report also finds that revenue in the mobile phone sector is rising despite the weak global economy. Mobile phones, Reynolds says, are seen as a necessity rather than a luxury. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.